Asia Bibi was harvesting berries in Pakistan 5 years ago when she took the drink of water that could cost her her life. A Christian in the Muslim-dominated and increasingly intolerant nation, the mother of five was quickly assailed by the other women working in the field in a tiny village in the Punjab province. First, they said they would not drink from the same water bucket as a Christian. Later, they told police Bibi has insulted the Muslim prophet Muhammad. The crime, blasphemy, is punishable by death. For analysis, we're joined by Kanta Ahmed, human rights activist and author in The Land of Invisible Women. Thank you, Kanta, for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa, for bringing important attention to this awful issue.
It is an awful issue, and we're seeing this increasingly happening in this part of the world where they are cracking down on the smallest of crimes, we should say, and they're always bringing it back to you insulted Islam, you insulted the prophet. Can they get away with this? Will they hang her?
First of all, my concern is that this woman is going to lose her life unless the global community takes action and has a major international outcry. There are 2.2 billion Christians. We'd like to hear from them, try and exert international pressure to release her. And many Muslims, including myself, would join them in that. I am fearful that she is going to be hanged, but the case right now is going to Pakistan's Supreme Court, where there is a chance it could be overturned. The problem is these charges with blasphemy, which as a Muslim, I can tell you, is not a legitimate charge. Any kind of blasphemy, if at all a criminal, is something between a man and his maker. It is not something that mortals judge. But this kind of intimidation is used to marginalize and persecute innocent, vulnerable victims, including Pakistan's Christians. Worth mentioning is that the people who defended this woman, Governor Salman Taseer, the governor of Punjab, lost his life and was executed by his security officer for daring to say that this is an inhuman law.
And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing this intimidation on the part of against those who are even brave enough to speak out. Now, why the sensitivity in many of these countries? Why is there a sensitivity towards Christians?
This is a very important question, and I'm not sure it's specific to Christians. In Pakistan, the blasphemy laws have been applied to Muslims as well, including Sufi Muslims, Shia Muslims, Ahmadi Muslims, as well as Christians, and others who follow different religions. This is really a function of the empowered and radically Islamist government that masquerades as a democracy in Pakistan. In Pakistan, democracy has been abducted by Islamists. They may have a parliament, they may have members of parliament, they may have supreme courts, but there's no functioning democracy when you see this kind of thing that can happen. And